Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Have you ever said, "Lord, I need more faith"? Maybe you are facing a situation that feels bigger than you. You've prayed, waited, and wondered if your faith is strong enough. But what if the problem is not that you need more faith? What if you already have enough faith, but you have not recognized or realized what God has placed within you? In Luke 17, the disciples asked Jesus, "Increase our faith." Jesus responded by pointing them to faith as small as a mustard seed. His message was clear. Faith does not have to look big to be effective. The issue is not always the size of your faith. Fear, doubt, and unbelief can prevent you from activating it. In today's message titled, "You Have Enough Faith," Evangelist Paul Acqua encourages you to stop focusing on what you lack and start using what God has already given you. Let's join in.
The Christian life is not an attempt to get more faith. We already have enough faith. And some of you may be surprised with that, but at the end of this message, I will prove to you in the Bible that we've got enough faith to move mountains. We've got enough faith to bring solution to problems. So what am I trying to tell you? We just need the revelation of what is already ours, what has already been deposited in us. And understanding this takes a lot of frustration and doubt away from your life. It's much easier to release something we already have than to try to get something that we don't have. We already have faith. So all you got to do is to release it. And so why would any of us doubt that we will receive what we already have? Let me tell you a story in the Bible. When the disciples asked Jesus to increase their faith in the book of Luke chapter 17 verse 5, let's listen to what Jesus said to them. What was his reply? Jesus replied that if they had faith the size of a mustard seed, that's the tiniest seed that you can ever get in the world. He said if they got that small faith, like a mustard seed, they could command a mulberry tree to be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey them. That's what Jesus said. Let's read the passage from Luke chapter 17. And I'm reading from verse 5. It says, "And the apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith." Now listen. "And the Lord said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you." They said they didn't increase their faith. They didn't say, "Oh, your faith might be as big as an apple or as big as a watermelon, or as huge as a vehicle." No, he said, if your faith is the tiniest ever, you can move mountains. That's incredible. My friend, you got enough faith. You only need revelation knowledge to be able to release this faith. And I pray that that will be your portion in the name of Jesus. So Jesus actually used a tiny mustard seed to show that quantity is not the real issue. The size of your faith is not the real issue, because if it's the smallest amongst the smallest, you can still use it to move mountains. Jesus stated that having faith as small as a mustard seed allows you to command a mulberry tree to be uprooted, to be plucked up and planted in the sea. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 12 verse 3 that every person has been dealt the measure of faith. Every born-again Christian has got the measure of faith, which means it's the same proportion given to everybody. Let me read it from the Old King James Version, Romans chapter 12, verse 3. This is Apostle Paul talking, the Holy Spirit speaking through the Apostle Paul. He said, "For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith." The New King James say a measure of faith, but the original Old King James said the measure of faith. So if we would totally yield ourselves to God, we may have different gifts. That's correct. But the faith initially given to us is the same. And even if you think it's not the same, Jesus answered to the disciples when they asked him to increase their faith. He didn't say, oh, your faith is not enough. Your faith might be as big as this or that. He just said, the little faith you have, that little faith, you can use it to move mountains. So it's not about the size of faith. It's about releasing what had been already deposited in you. So every believer has been given the measure of faith, but unbelief negates it because we don't believe that we've got enough faith. And so it's unbelief, and that will retard the faith we've got. That will block it, you see. So unbelief counterbalances our faith. If we will just remove that unbelief, a mustard seed amount of faith, which is the tiniest seed, will be sufficient to move our problem, to move mountains. So instead of trying to build huge amounts of faith to overcome our fears and unbelief, a simpler method is to remove our fears by cutting off their source. Then our simple childlike faith that remains will do the job. I'm telling you, it doesn't take big faith, just pure faith. It's not me saying it. Jesus said, if your faith is as tiniest among the tiniest, the smallest among the smallest, the little among the little, you will be able to move mountains. So it's not about how big your faith is. It's about having revelation, knowledge, and being able to release what had been deposited in you. I came to encourage you that you've got enough faith to do what you've got to do, to release the blessings of God upon your life. We need to remember that God has given every believer the measure of faith, as I read, you see. And you recognize that faith is a gift from God that every child of God possesses. You know, you remember in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, it says, by grace you have been saved through faith. It's not of yourself. It's a gift of God. Lest anyone should boast, it's a gift of God. The faith that you had to actually invite Christ into your life was given to you by God. And that's a God-given faith. So as believers in Christ, we do not need to beg God for more faith. Instead, we must just learn to release and use the measure of faith that I just read to you that God has already given to us. He gave everybody the measure of faith. But even if you think yours is tiny, Jesus is saying you can use it. You can use it to move mountains. That's what the Bible is saying. You can move mountains with the tiniest faith. So God has dealt to every person the measure of faith. Like I read to you, there are not different measures with God. The Lord doesn't give one person great faith while another person is given small faith. We were all given an equal amount of faith as salvation. You see, by grace you have been saved through faith. He didn't say, ah, for this person, I need the big faith to give to so that they can receive Christ. It's still the measure of faith. And if it's as little as you think, you can still use it. So the means of God saving us is through faith. Through faith, we accept God's free gift of salvation that was provided by grace, like I read to you. So we are saved by grace through faith. And that faith was given to you by God. And he's saying, even if it's little, you can still use it to move mountains. You have enough faith, my friend. The problem is not that we don't have faith, but rather we don't know how to use our faith because of a lack of renewing of our minds. Because we think we got to build our faith up to a certain level before we can actually use it and get manifestation of the spiritual realm into the physical. But Jesus is saying, look, don't ask me to increase your faith. You've got faith already. Even if it is the smallest, you can still use it. Hallelujah. So when the disciples went to Jesus and asked him, increase our faith, Jesus answered that they did not need more faith because even a tiny amount, like a grain of a mustard seed, is enough to uproot a tree and cast into the sea. So the issue is not a lack of faith, but a failure to put that faith into practice. The failure to actually activate that faith. the failure to actually use that faith that you already have into active use and speak to obstacles, speak to your mountains. So our salvation is not of ourselves. It's a gift of God, and that's certainly true. That is true statement. However, it is also true that the faith that we use for salvation is not of ourselves, it's the gift of God. So you have been given a gift of faith before you were able to receive Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. And that's the faith that every born-again Christian to begin with has got. So that faith came to us through hearing the word of God. Bible says that faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God in Romans 10:17. And once we are born again, you see, it becomes an abiding fruit of the Spirit. You know, faith is the fruit of the Spirit inside of us. If you read Galatians 5, you will find it there. It's part of the fruit of the Spirit. Gentleness, peace, joy, faith is included. All believers are given the same measure of faith as salvation. And so, Bible says in the book of Galatians, the Holy Spirit speaking through the Apostle Paul said that I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith, you see, of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So we live by the faith of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Galatians 2:20 says it. I recite this all the time, you know, of my heart. So you got faith, but not all believers will use what God has given them. You see, therefore, sometimes they will say that, oh, we can speak of growing in your faith. You can say you have great faith. We can say you have little faith. And it's so important. You can say you have a small faith, but it is important to understand that this is speaking of how much faith believers use. Yeah. How much of your faith that you use to manifest in the physical or to show up, yeah? Not how much faith they were given at the very onset at salvation. The way you use it will show that you are actually exhibiting great faith. All believers were given the same measure of faith. But sometimes you can say you have little faith, big faith, and so on. By how you are actually releasing that faith to manifest, that would just classify it as big or small faith. But we have the same measure of faith. But even if you think there are categories of faith, here we're talking about you got enough faith to move mountains. And Jesus actually said it. They came to him. They said, increase our faith. He said, no, the faith you have is enough. You have enough faith to move mountains. But then, you know, in the scripture, you may say, what is this creature man talking about? You know, that's a special ministry gift of faith that is actually mentioned in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 9. But that is different from individual faith of every believer. Not everyone has that ministry of faith. But the faith that God gave you and me as salvation is enough to move mountains. Jesus said that we have enough faith. No matter how small it is, no matter how little it is, no matter how tiny it is. Jesus said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea, and it will obey you. Here we are talking about that little faith that you have. That's just enough. You see, Jesus' example of this here is a grain of mustard seed. In the passage I just read to you, it underscores the truth that our faith is sufficient. The faith you got is sufficient if we would just use it without the hindrance of unbelief, without the hindrance of fear, yeah, you would be able to move mountains. So we got enough faith. Just remember, the apostles reached out to Jesus and said, Master, Lord, increase our faith. And Jesus' answer is, if you have faith as a mustard seed is the tiniest seed ever in the world. You see, you can say to this mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you. You see, you got enough faith. Your faith, as tiny as it is, can move mountains. I'm just encouraging you, release your faith. Put your faith into action. Be determined to use that faith that God has given you. Bible says without faith it's impossible to please God. Whoever comes to him must know that he is, and he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Hallelujah. And if you are hearing me and you haven't received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, then this is not applicable to you. You would need that initial faith, the measure of faith, the faith that's given at salvation. You can get it right now and start operating in that faith, which as tiny as it is, will be able to do the job for you. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sin. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.